Chapter 39. Let the speech breathe. I learned a valuable lesson by hiding a speech from my wife. It was not the lesson you might be thinking of if you thought that withholding it was what got me in trouble with her. I had a 5-hour drive coming home from a Toastmasters convention. I was inspired and had new ideas racing through my head. I actually sent myself voicemails to ensure the ideas were not forgotten. I came up with a humorous speech called The Wife Coach. I told my wife about the events leading up to the concept, but held off on sharing the full speech because I wasn't sure if it was ready yet. I obviously wanted to get some laughs, but not at her expense, so I had to be delicate in my writing. I actually put it away for about 6 months. I brought it on vacation in the summer to begin work on it again and shared it with close friends. They saw the humor but made some suggestions. What was interesting is that what I thought was hilarious when first written didn't quite hit as hard after I gave it time to settle. I made new revisions with my close friends and finally my wife, and again received critical feedback. The valuable lesson of letting the speech breathe allowed me to bring a much stronger version to the Division B Toastmasters final. I had roaring laughter at some parts, enough to lead to my first paid speaking engagement.